Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moved by the Spirit. He thinks of everything. On the other side, when we are in heaven with Him, we will see what we don't see. He'll be able to show us the reason He did the things He did and how organized it was and how precise it was. In this world, things don't always look like they are. This world is full of illusion, but the Word of God is clear. It gives us, Jesus said, narrow is the path that leads to heaven. Wide is, broad is the way of destruction. When you follow Jesus Christ and hear His Word, not just say, I'm a Christian and do the best you can, but when you become a Christian, believing on Him from the heart, and not just doing the best you can out of your mind, but receiving His Word, you begin to see things as they truly are. That's why the Lord has revealed things to me that I had questions about. And when He explained things to me and let me in on what He's doing, I see the wisdom in it, the knowledge, the counsel, the might. I am in awe of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. And when He takes the mask off the world, you see it for what it is. And you see how bad, how wrong it is. And it's so hard to see it for what it is if you're in it. It's hard to see it for what it is if you're being bothered by it or being tempted by it. Because it's designed to look big and cloud out God. The enemy is trying to attack your perception of God, how you see Him, how you understand Him. Don't let him get away with it. See, when you continually receive God's Word and it gets in your heart, you start having your own vision of God, who He is, a true vision of who He is. Not what others think He is. Not what people imagine Him to be. And see, proud people, they look within. They whatever they believe is good to them, is right. And people boast their positions. They advocate their position. They argue their position. And they become very persuaded. And the devil helps them do it. They are so convinced. And they convince others in their wrong. And they can't see. Anytime people are convinced of something, and they don't have a clear view of God's Word, they can even use the Scriptures to make it look right, look like it's so. But when you have the wisdom of God's Word, the life of God's Word, you will expose it for what it is every time. To the point that people who believe wrong, they'll get mad. They got so mad that they stoned Stephen. People are no different now. It's just against the law for them to stone you. But that doesn't mean they don't want to. Instead of receiving God's Word, they get mad when things are not like they think. And they won't draw near to Him and learn because they're not humble. And they're not humble because they don't love the light of God's Word. The way you handle the information you do have will shape the destiny of your life. If you don't handle the true things of God, you're not going to, that's your lifeline. If you don't grab it, you're not going to live. you're going to choose to do things that you shouldn't do. That's not in your best interest. It's not God's fault. You just won't see the truth. And you won't, you, if you can run from it, if you have the ability to discard the truth, treat it as nothing, and forget about it, that's what you're doing against yourself. Because God made you in His image. But if you embrace the truth and receive it, you'll start doing better. And then if you ask the Lord's questions so He can fill in your blanks, you'll have understanding. You'll have skill in life. Understanding comes after you've expounded the Word of God, handled the knowledge of God, received it and acted on it. It comes to you as wisdom. You trust it, you do it. It becomes knowledge to you. You act, you continually act on it and learn more. You gain understanding. With the counsel of the Lord, the might of the Lord, sometimes you, in order to see things in a greater way, you have to do things that you may not have the strength to do, but the Lord will give you the might to do it. See, wherever your deficit is, He's got you. He's got what you need to make the choice and the decision to go forward. And if you learn to live in His strength, you'll stop struggling. People struggle because they're trying to make things work in their strength, and they wear themselves out. Ministry is too big, it's too huge, it's too heavy. Let the ark fall down. Don't catch it, ever. The man that tried to catch the ark of God, of the covenant, when it was falling off the ox wagon, he died. You don't need to use your efforts to administrate God's work. God will do that. You do what He say and have faith in it. Have faith in the direction of God's guidance, and you'll always win. Don't argue. If you continue to argue, you got a weakness. But when the Lord says something, gain more understanding, like Gideon did. He made steps to get more understanding, so that he could be persistent. When he couldn't be persistent off what God told him. He wanted confirmations. He put out a fleece. We have the Holy Spirit. You can ask God for confirmation anyway. You don't have to do it like Gideon did it. The way I do it, I ask Him more questions so He can fill in my blanks, so I can be solid. How are you going to be in faith and you have doubts? Lack of knowledge can cause you to doubt things or not see things right. There's no need to lack knowledge anymore. Your blanks can be filled in. And God knows what blanks to fill in. Whatever He filled in for you, it's enough for you to make the choices you need to make and do things in His strength. I learned to love in His strength. My strength was too weak, and it would collapse. I could lose motivation over what I see and hear. But when the Lord strengthened me to love somebody, I wanted to love, I just didn't have the strength. He strengthened me to love people. And I didn't get in a fight because He strengthened me. And I wanted more knowledge about this. I said, Lord, teach me how to love your people. And He taught me things about people that I needed to know. Good things. True things. I saw their struggles. I even saw how they, you know, he taught me to consider how they were raised, or how they were, what's life like for them, what's their culture, what's their problem. And I'm always learning. And the answer was always love them. You can't control them, you love them. We bear fruit, we don't bear branches. I don't have to make people do right. I don't depend on them to treat me right. They probably won't treat you right. Not at first anyway. Some will. But love them where they're at. And when you love people that's obviously doing you wrong, it's obvious that you love them. And people change their ways when you love them. And you don't have to agree with them. You don't have to act like you agree with people when they're wrong, or when they, if they have a different political view, you don't have to agree with them. And you don't have to hide you got a right to have opinions just like me, and the reasons for them. But love people anyway. I don't always show my opinions, but I'm not ashamed of my opinions. And I don't have to act like I shouldn't have them. It's good to be honest with people. And then they'll know you for you. Nevertheless, love people and you and grow and learn. When the Lord shows us things, it's to help us go forward. It's to help us understand more. And we'll see things for what it is. We'll know what to do. And as we go forward in the Lord, you're going to learn things you never thought you'd know. You're going to be able to do things you never thought you'd do. And you'll see this world for what it is. The mask of the world will be off, and you'll see Satan's ugly face for what it is. He's weak, he's desperate, he's conniving, and he's a liar. You're going to see the cowering man that people are going to see in hell saying, is this the man that turned that ruined the nations? Is this what we were deceived by? His lies are like smoke. There's nothing to it. The Lord taught me this about Satan. He said, people think he's strong. He deceived them. If they think that he's powerful, he deceived them. The world is not powerful. The world does not work. The enemy feeds off what people have. All of his strength is in deception. He's full of lies, deceits, and won't work. He sets traps that when people don't know any better, they fall for the traps. And they're retained by the traps of their own doubts and unbelief. And they kill themselves because they don't see a way out. They bought the lie. They don't have the judgment of God because they didn't receive the truth of God's word. The truth of God's word sets you free and gives you a solid foundation. When you do things in the Lord's strength, your puny efforts are made to be great blows against the world. And the reason I say puny efforts, all I have to do is receive the knowledge, record it, and post it. There's no sweat. Now, to do the radio broadcast, I have to fix cars. Because if people work together, you know, and supported what God is doing, that'll be wonderful. But you can't always do it that way. Sometimes people don't believe in what you're doing. And they're not going to help you if they don't believe in it. And if they don't bother to learn about it, they're not going to believe you. So it's the same thing. But people will pay to get that codfish. All I needed was an avenue, a method to do this. The Lord gave me something to do, and I'm going to do it. He said, let not my people lack knowledge. And the Lord told me this. He said, when you do the website, I'll send people to the website. I don't have a campaign to get people to listen to the website. I let people know about it. That's friends of mine and people that on the radio I advertise. But the Lord sent the people He wants them to receive. If the Lord gave you the knowledge of this website and caused you to find it, you know what I'm talking about. If it's been a blessing to you and you're learning from it, this is God. He took my puny efforts and do something great with it. He took a little boy's lunch and fed 5,000. If He was concerned enough to give everybody lunch, don't you know He's concerned enough to give everybody the life of His word? I totally believe all that He's doing. And I speak against all forms of doubt and unbelief. I learned from Him not to go by what, don't make final judgments on what you see. Do what He say, and you hit the mark, and you're preaching the hot spot all the time. I can't remember I really struggle to remember when I was last in fear. And now it's getting to the point I have to think about the last time I worried about something. Because when you live in His peace, you grow in His peace. You grow in His joy. You can do the wonderful works of God with a smile on your face. I'm not discouraged. I'm not aggravated. I'm not suffering. I'm not in a hurry for Jesus to come for my sake. Because I'm having a good time. Sometimes you have to consider the things that are good. You know, you reach a stage, things are better. I'm driving the car of my dreams for a change. And I enjoy it. But God is good. That's how it's supposed to be. It don't happen in one day, and who cares? It's happening. When you have faith, it's happening. The things of God is causing good things to be. Now, when you follow Him, things change. When you see the world for the lie that it is, the illusion that it is, it's just like Pastor Webb said one time. When you turn on the light, all the darkness is gone. But without the light, the darkness can be dangerous. You may bump into something and hurt yourself. But when you turn on the light, all the darkness is gone. You can see objects for what they are. God is getting rid of that worldly cloud and showing people the truth of His love. And when you do what's right because it's right, you're giving God something to work with. When you preach His word, you're giving the Lord something to work with. When you see things the way that they are, you're giving God something to work with. When you yield to Him, you're living in His power. You're giving the Lord something to work with. And it's important. Things of God is good. Life is better and better as I learn His word and do it. But the Lord, His return is very soon. And He's coming back. He loves us. And we're going to have a bright and wonderful future. There's nothing we can't do in Him. Everything that we do can please God. We can do all things through Christ. As He is, so are we in this world. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He gave us everything we need to work with. and finish his work.
Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.